WCHL Clean Joke Time, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Stafford just walked into the room, and for some reason, the clouds have lifted, and everything looks bright. You know, I'm just feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because she's here.
Well, thank you. You know, the weather's doing some funny things this week. Up, down, cold, warm, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, man, I just feel fortunate that our weather's not as bad as it is in some other spots.
No, that's very true. We're very fortunate. And, you know, I actually don't mind having some crazy weather where you have all four seasons in one week.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets to experience that.
Well, exactly. And you're kind of crazy anyway,
that's right, you know.
It's good to have crazy weather.
All right. Well, on that note, we have a crazy joke from Wiley Post.
Well, I'm sure.
And actually, I'm not sure. You know, I normally get to read jokes beforehand. You obviously have to vet them, make sure, you know, they're
approved, read this one?
I haven't. I trust Wiley Post.
I'm worried.
No, he knows. He knows now. I always do a quick search for any, you know, bad words. But I actually was kind of in a hurry, so I didn't get to read this joke, which is a first.
Maybe some insinuations in there or something, you know, that'll get us in trouble. We'll see. All right. Lay it on me.
An older, tired-looking dog wandered into my yard. I could tell from his collar and well-fed belly that he had a home and was well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
He calmly came over to me. I gave him a few pats on his head, and then he followed me into my house. Slowly walked down the hall and curled up in the corner and fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, he went to the door, and I let him out. The next day, he was back, greeted me in my yard, walked inside and resumed his spot in the hall, and again slept for about an hour. Sounds like he's making himself right at home.
Really?
This continued off and on for several weeks. Curious, I pinned a note to his collar. I would like to find out who the owner of this wonderful sweet dog is, and ask if you are aware that almost every afternoon, your dog comes to my house for a nap. The next day, he arrived for his nap, with a different note pinned to his collar. I guess he got a response. He lives in a home with six kids, two under the age of three. He's trying to catch up on his sleep. Can I come with him tomorrow? That is one clever dog. He's going to go find himself a nice, quiet spot.
I'm sure there are a lot of moms out there who love the same thing. Caregivers.
It's not a program for moms. Just can I hang out at a stranger's very quiet house to take a nap?
Moms, dads, whoever takes care of the kids.
Exactly.
My goodness. Well, hey, listen, thank you.
You're welcome.
And a very special thank you to Wiley.
That's right, Wiley.